You see, actually, and I'm glad you started us on this, Tony, we can understand the circumcision made with hands. The Old Testament, we don't have any difficulty looking back and understanding that. But when I come to the circumcision made without hands, that is the cross. That is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ that is mentioned in the latter part of that verse. And Tony has said, there is another world that I'm going to be introduced to. There is another world, and there is new life for the believer. How can I be where Jesus is? That's the teaching here. How can I go and join him and be with him where he is? Well, here was the death of Christ, or the circumcision of Christ, in verse 11. And the very first thing I find is that the Lord Jesus died literally. Well, you haven't literally died. If you had died literally, we would put you in the ground as he was. You haven't died literally, but you have died, you have gone into death with him spiritually. And so there is that which answers to that in baptism. Okay? You bury that which is dead. I went down into death with Christ, buried with him in baptism. It helps us to see why baptism is not just a date and a little something that I look to, some little ritual that was in my life. No, once upon a time, a brother from Scotland was asked, what's the most important thing that you would say to a young person about baptism? And he said, be true to it. Be true to what it means that I have died with Christ, that I am risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. I'm raised with him, and so I see there's a new world. There's a new sphere. Emil brought that before us the other day, where Christ is and where he's central. And I'll just read 13 with it. And you being dead in your sins. Notice he didn't say we. We'll come to that. He's speaking to Gentiles. And so he says, you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. There is a new life, a new world, a new life. And as Tony has said, an old life that I'm done with. So this is the sphere that he's wanting to bring us into.
So God's answer
to this problem, as we have heard, is the cross. How is he going to... He's telling the Colossians, remember, these things have taken place, Colossians. That flesh has a mind. Always, when you think of the flesh, you think of the lust and immorality. But remember, the flesh has a mind. And the scripture said that the mind of the flesh is enmity to God. So the flesh has a mind. And what he's saying, that was cut off. It was dead. Don't raise it up again. How did you acknowledge that the flesh was put in a place of death, was rendered ineffective when you went into the water of baptism? I'm repeating what was said. I just want to emphasize that so you would understand, because you read these verses and said the flesh and the cutting off and what Christ and cutting off of Christ. When Christ died on the cross, as we have heard, physically he died. Physically, he was buried. Physically, he rose again. You in a figure, say, I died with him. That flesh, that mind, everything was died there. And to prove it, I went into the grave. I didn't go to the grave. But when I was baptized, I went into death. I was buried. But I didn't stay there. I rose again. I went out of this water of baptism to that sphere that we were talking about now, where Christ is everything. So what he's saying is, don't go back again to the old circle now. That sphere of darkness where the flesh is active. Remember, it's dead. I always tell you, if I get a dead person and put him here and said, hey, I have some pizza for you, get up. Nothing wrong with the pizza. The pizza is good. But the man would not respond. And you got to keep that in mind all the time. Every time a thought or something that comes, remember, you're dead. You shouldn't be respond to, oh, the smell of the pizza. You're dead.
So when the world comes with its attraction or its philosophy or whatever, remember, you're dead. You cannot respond to that thing. And if you try to respond, think, no, I'm dead. That thing was cut off, and I have proven that when I went into the water of baptism. Is that clear? This is really, really important, because it is not a theory. It's very, very practical. And we are not even getting to the practical part, but it's important for us to grasp in our mind.
Just out of one thing that I've been learning a lot lately, and as I read the scriptures and as I read the New Testament, a really nice study that I found was very helpful was to go through the New Testament, the whole New Testament, especially the Pauline epistles, and write down everything that Paul says we are in Christ Jesus, right? Because this is how, when we look at stuff like this, when we look at the fact that we are dead, that when we look at in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, and when we look at Christ's identity and realize we are linked with him now, as we were speaking of earlier, when we realize Christ's identity, we'll realize our identity as well. And then also, once again, looking through other New Testament scriptures that say what we are in Christ Jesus, listing those things, I think that's a huge key to living the Christian life, as it were, practically, just in a practical sense. And that's really helped me personally. When I realize who I am, when I realize I am dead to sin, and then Paul sheds a lot of light in that in Romans 6, when he says, in Romans 6, verse 7, he says, "For one who has died has been set free from sin." Right? If we've died, if we realize our identity, if we realize that we are linked with that, we have been baptized with Christ into his death and his resurrection, when we realize that link with him, then we will once again, and then in verse 10 it says, "For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God." So you also must consider yourselves or reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Once again, a great study, going through Paul's epistles and writing down what we are in Christ Jesus, realizing our identity, realizing that we are, that this is no longer the old self. This is not the old man, but it is the new man in Christ Jesus once again.
Just noticing in verse 12 again, everything is with him. Buried with him, risen with him, quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. I hope that everyone here realizes this morning that you are in the good of the eternal security of the believer. That you realize this morning that you will never be, if you are truly saved, you will never be more ready for heaven than you are today. There isn't anything else to add. The Lord has left us here to be a testimony and a witness for him. But there's not additional work to be done in my life so that somehow I'll additionally be prepared when I'm 40 or 50 and I'll be more ready. No, I'm ready today. If I belong to Christ, I am ready for heaven. I'm secure in him, and it's all based on him. It's not based on me. It's not based on what I have done. It's based on what Christ has done. So these are the assurances. You know, I have a note in my Bible, release from all guilt. That's where this man is. This is true liberty, isn't it?